Love it. Bobby Portis, smart, opts out, gets more money this way. Some of the Bucks games I've called on the radio the last couple of years, I say one basket out of Bobby Portis at home was worth four baskets out of any other player on the roster. I've never seen any reaction by a crowd base to any role player in the league like Bobby Portis. So, yes, big pickup.
The Bucks are running it back. Free agency? What free agency? Just re-signing our guys. Bobby, Wes, Javon Carter. The new member of the Milwaukee Bucks is Joe Ingles. And by the way, can we just shout out his wife for a moment? Shams who? Woj what? Renee Ingles, his wife, breaking the news on social media yesterday that he was, in fact, signing with the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know if it moves the needle, but he's a nice piece to add to what is already a very talented, a very deep, a very strong roster by the Milwaukee Bucks, Gabe.
It's risky. It's really risky. Because the Bucks essentially... When you're in a spot in the NBA, the NBA salary cap gets so complicated. I'm not going to dive into the intricacies of it. It just gets really complicated. So when you're in a position like the Bucks are, it's tough to add outside free agents. They get one taxpayer exemption, and they decided to spend it all, $6.5 million or so, on Joe Ingles. And the reason why it's risky is because Ingles is 34 years old. He's about to turn 35, and he's going to... He's coming off an ACL injury, and he wasn't super athletic to begin with. Now, I like it because Joe Ingles, and I know the Bucks only played the Jazz a couple of times a year, but he was so incredibly frustrating to watch as a Bucks fan because it looked like he's not that athletic. How is he making all these plays? What are you doing? So having that on your team is fantastic, and I think he can be a playmaker off of the bench if all of that athleticism hasn't been zapped because of the ACL surgery that he needed. So it's a bit of a risk. He's probably not going to be able to be ready to play first 2 months of the season. But if he hits the ground running in December, January, and he's able to play, he is going to be a good addition to this team, especially coming off the bench and what he can do in the pick and roll. I'm really excited for that. And I'm excited for them to re-sign Bobby Portis and run it back, man. Like, this team should, you know, if Chris Middleton doesn't get hurt, they're in the finals last year. You can't convince me otherwise. Chris Middleton is really damn good. Jrue Holiday is really damn good. Giannis is the best player in the league. Let's run it back around that core. You were right there as one of the best teams in the NBA. Why not run it back if you can?
I like the conviction of belief, okay? I like that they clearly thought that this was a championship caliber team last year. There's not a panic, right? Because you heard that when they lost. It was like, blow it up. Send that guy, trade that guy, go get that guy, make it happen. But the brass clearly believes that this is a championship caliber team, and they're not willing to change things around, change for change's sake, and go out and just blow things up in order to appease the critics. So there's two schools of thought right here, Gabe. I know very clearly where you stand, which is this is a good thing. It's a good thing to have a team that was knocking on the door of a back-to-back title season and fall short simply because your second best player went out with an injury that kept him off the court. The other school of thought is they didn't really get better. And I'm hearing that from fans, whether it's the nervous Nellies out there or the people who just like something to complain about for the sake of complaining. There's this idea that they could have gone out and gotten better. The thing is, I don't know who that player was. Exactly. We had those conversations leading up to free agency and as the offseason went on and as we were watching the Warriors hoist the Larry O'Brien saying, is there a piece out there that the Bucks could bring in that clearly makes them the top team in the NBA or even the top team in the East? And we couldn't think of it, especially from a money standpoint and who was available. And I know we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, but I think chemistry and culture matters so much when it comes to success. And you're looking around the league and you're seeing all of this chaos and you're seeing these personality conflicts and you're seeing guys that can't get along, who want to be superstars, who aren't superstars, guys who are superstars but who are finicky and who are, you know, fickle and picadillos and all of those other things. And like, the Bucks seem to have figured out the recipe. And it didn't work last year because you were missing one of the main ingredients. But there's no reason why you should question the integrity of your recipe. Right now, what you've got is good. Don't panic. Don't change it. And that's what I think yesterday shows. We believe in the plan we have. Just let us follow through with a healthy roster.
I mean, there's no package that they're going to put together to go out there and get KD, you know, like some of these teams. And I know KD says he wants to go to the Suns, which, man, you're going to...
Did I see Miami on that list
Miami
also?
Yeah, Suns and Miami are well. Top two.
Does that make you nervous at all as a Bucks fan? If KD were to hook up with Jimmy Butler down there, et cetera, et cetera, would you be nervous about the Miami Heat as a threat?
Not even a little bit.
Nope.
I mean, I've made my stance on Jimmy Butler pretty clear, and I also can't stand Kevin Durant. Real quickly, Kevin Durant, all he does is bitch and moan about how people portray him in the media, and then he does stuff like this. What are we supposed to do?
It's the old hot dog guy thing that Gabe always goes back to. We're going to find the guy that did this, right?
Like, he's dressed like a hot dog. Like, what... You think Jimmy Butler and Kevin Durant are going to be able to coexist?
Not even a little bit.
I'm
rooting for that to happen. I'm rooting for Kevin Durant to go to the Heat because that would be hilarious.
I can't imagine that actually works out. So I would love for that to happen.
Well, wait a minute. Where can Kevin Durant exist? Because this would be a fair criticism.
Let me just throw this out there.
Where would one of the most talented, productive players in the NBA, where would that be a good thing?
I have not been thinking about this for the last 24 hours at all.
Chicago Bulls, sure. But is there a team, Gabe, that you could see him working on? Because again, to me, some of this is, maybe most of it is, personality. This is a personality issue when it comes to Kevin Durant.
Oh, 100%.
There's a lack of self-awareness.
Yes. He's not happy wherever he goes. He's only going to be happy for a very brief moment of time. Like, the Suns kind of make a little bit of sense for him because it seems like they don't want to be committed to DeAndre Ayton. So if they're going to be able to sign and trade, and look, the Nets are going to have to get something back in return. The Nets don't have any picks. They traded them all away to get James Harden, who then they traded away to get Ben Simmons. So the Rockets have like all of the picks for the Nets. So they need to actually get real players in return. I think that's what they're going to be looking for. So if they can get somebody like DeAndre Ayton in a sign and trade with the Suns, that makes some sense to me. I don't know necessarily how him and Chris Paul are going to necessarily get along and what that means for Devin Booker as Booker continues to get better. But he seemed to make it work with Steph Curry. And I think a lot of that was Steph accepting a little bit of a lesser role with KD there. It's going to be interesting wherever he goes. And there aren't enough teams, I think, out there. I mean, there are plenty of teams that will line up, but there aren't enough that I can make it make sense where he's going to be happy. Like, personally, what I'm rooting for is that he goes to the Knicks. Just because, like, he's not going to be good with the Knicks, because the Knicks can't be good, because it's a cursed franchise at this point. So, teams are going to line up for him, and at this point, I just don't see him having overwhelming success unless he ends up in a culture like the Warriors built. I mean, the Warriors were able to take that on.
Been there, done that, though, right? Like,
but you were just talking about how culture is so important. I mean, the Warriors, yes, they had a couple of down years because Steph got hurt and Klay got hurt, and they didn't have KD, so they're able to supplement that roster with some young talent that they were able to get through the draft. But the Warriors have been one of the preeminent teams in the NBA for the past decade because of that culture. If I'm the Bucks, that's what I want to build off of. I don't want to build off of what the Lakers did or what even the Cleveland Cavaliers did when they got LeBron James back there. I want to build that culture and have, these are our guys that we're building around, and we want to supplement that.
And I think to Giannis's credit, like, he is the one that's kind of spearheading that. He has said, if you remember, right after the finals, he said, I could have done this. I could have gone to a different team. I could have created a super team. I didn't want to. I wanted to be here. He wanted to win with Chris. This is our favorite. This is my favorite drop.
Chris, we did it, huh?
Fact that he felt that way in that moment to me says a lot about how their culture is built and how he sets the tone there, which is why the Kevin Durant thing to me just makes me so frustrated, because of course I'd want Kevin Durant on my team. He's one of the best players, if not the best player at times in the league, but I can't stand him.